A package of bills aimed at expanding the state's Freedom of Information Act moves to the Senate floor this week after passing unanimously in the Michigan House of Representatives. WKAR's Carell Vega speaks with State Representative Jeremy Moss, who sponsored and co-sponsored the bills in the package.
Thank you for speaking with me. Tell me about this bill package. You sponsored Bill 4149 in the package, but there's more to it than just that bill?
Yeah, so my bill in the package is 4149, and it's part of a 10-bill package to increase transparency in Michigan. Right now, any Michigan resident can go into their mayor's office and request any documents that the mayor composed, drafted, anything that the city council approved that led to a decision that impacted their quality of life. They have that right to request that document, that documentation under the Freedom of Information Act, which has existed in Michigan for 40 years. Unfortunately, the governor's office and the state legislature are not included within that act. So you can't come into my office and do the same thing, or in the governor's office and do the same thing and request documentation that might shine light on a decision that impacts your quality of life back home. So we have introduced a 10-bill package to at long last include the governor and your state representative and state senator under the same Open Records Act that your local officials are included under.
So you're one of the primary sponsors of these bills. What inspired all this to come about?
So my degree is in journalism from MSU's journalism school, which is home to WKAR. And so I've been working on these issues and been exposed to these issues since college. And we have tackled FOIA at the student level. We had a FOIA project when I was a junior at Michigan State University where we had to FOIA local units of government and see what the response would be, if there even was a response. And I think we need to hold local officials and state officials' feet to the fire to make sure that they're responding to the requests of citizens and journalists alike who want to know more about how their government works and how certain government decisions are made.
The House voted on these bills last week, which happened to be Sunshine Week, and that's not a coincidence, is it?
Sunshine Week is designed to make sure that politicians know that they are supposed to be accountable to the public that they serve. And so it was a great timed effort to make sure that these bills passed unanimously out of the House, and now it will be in the state Senate, timed with Sunshine Week, to make sure that we're highlighting issues where we can increase transparency, openness, and access in state government.
So the package was passed unanimously in the House of Representatives last Thursday, and now this week it moves on to the Senate. Are you expecting any pushback?
To be honest, I really think at this point the citizens are awake on this one. And you know, anybody in the legislature who might want to hold up this process may find a lot of pushback, not just from our colleagues in the House, but I think the citizens from the right and the left are really demanding more access and information from their government officials. And when they realize broadly that there is this wide-sweeping exemption from the governor's office and the state legislature to our open transparency laws, the citizens are going to demand movement on this.
And what's the biggest aspect that you want the people of Michigan to take away from this bill's package?
I think that it really needs to be stressed that the residents of this state control their government and not the other way around. And we work for the people that send us into office. And so if we are conducting business and carrying out our daily duties, the citizens have the right to know how those decisions are made. Because everything that impacts our quality of life that came from a government decision shouldn't be done behind closed doors and shouldn't be done in the darkness. And so the residents of this state have every right to know how decisions are made in their state government. If they agree with this, they have every ability to contact their state senator and demand action on this.
I've been speaking with Jeremy Moss. He's the state representative for the 31st House District and also serves as the House Democratic Whip. He's sponsoring a package of bills aiming to expand the Freedom of Information Act in Michigan, which moves to the Senate this week. Jeremy, thank you so much.
All right, sounds good. I appreciate it. Thanks.
For WKAR News, I'm Carell Vega.